Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. We are on the next two chapters of Swamp Thing, mainly because these next two issues were really quick to explain. So let's get to the issues.
All right, on to the next issue. We're actually going to do issue 32 and 33.
Kind of mushed together.
Yeah, mainly because 32
is fucking weird.
Makes no sense in the placement. Like, it's this story of these alien beings that.
But they look like cartoon characters.
Earth. Yeah.
Wait. What? What universe is Howard the Duck in?
Marvel.
Okay, never mind then.
You should know that. You saw the movies?
Yeah, I saw the movie. That is
not that movie. I'm talking about like Guardians.
Oh, and, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, these creatures that apparently their old world was dying because they gave freedom to the wrong people or something.
The wrong creatures.
I don't know. It's
basically
fucking
these
lunatics.
Basically, they're saying that these creatures took over their planet and ruined it, destroyed everything that was on the planet.
So they're searching for a new home.
So they land in this turtle that is apparently a spaceship, but also is a being.
Yeah, it's...
And out they come out in these Power Ranger-looking suits.
They meet Swamp Thing, and there's a miscommunication because
they don't
he's
understand.
Speaking an alien language to them. But they're able to communicate in a way through
pictures.
All the while, one of the aliens is taking a most needed like respite.
Relax.
In a pond. Or something. He gets eaten by alligators.
He's an alligator who gets eaten by alligators. Because he's a cartoon alligator that gets eaten by, well, real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's dead. Swamp Thing stops the alligators. Rips one of their, you know, what are they called? Like their heads with the
jaws.
Thank you. I was thinking that was like more. There you go. That's the name I was looking at. Rips that in half. They have a little funeral for their fallen colleague.
Okay, so this little red dude, his name is Pog.
Yes.
And I just like to mark out the irony that we were just talking about your Pogs here in the garage.
Yeah. Like I said, I got a big box somewhere. I'll add those to that eventually. But yeah, they hop back on the turtle and then they leave. That's the end of that issue.
Yeah.
Like it's and the only reason I even bring it up is because it's Alan Moore. He may
so there's
have
possibly something that's going to be important later
maybe,
on.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But
yeah.
with Abby Except, instead of Linda.
Yeah.
So, it's really cool. I really like it. But yeah, so we start out...
With Abby in bed. She's having troubled dreams by the looks of her face.
Mm-hmm. And she ends up in front of these two houses. The House of Mystery and the House of Secrets. And they're being, I guess, monitored or...
They're owned by these two brothers.
Yes. We find out their names at the end of the issue, but it's Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
So, which I actually want to point out is awesome. I just read a Adventures of Super Sons issue that had an alien version of Cain and Abel. So the fact that that kind of lined up for me was kind of cool. That's just my own personal huzzah kind of moment. But yeah, so we have... Cain, right?
Yeah, they don't actually say their names.
Well, they says it once. Cain's the one that killed Abel, right?
Yeah, that's okay. This is Cain right here.
Yes, so Cain, again, that will make it easier on our end describing and your guys is listening. Cain is trying to sway
he also,
Abby.
He also looks like a wolf.
Yes, but he's, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like the hair pointing up over his ears looks like wolf ears and then coming down into the...
Because he's a predator.
Yeah.
But he's trying to sway Abby to
yes, that kind
choose
of predator. Oh.
both brothers. Choose between the House of Mystery or the House of Secrets. You can all go to one. He says, "The mysteries are wonders that you can ponder and share. Secrets are burdens to carry alone." It's like you're here for an important reason, and this is the reason. You have to choose which one to go to. And because Cain is very wolfish and basically wolfish sheep, sheep's clothing, she's like, "Well, I'm gonna go with your brother. I'm gonna go to the House of Secrets. You fuck you."
And then she's like, "You know, nothing personal."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "You're lost." And then you got Abel, who's like, "Is that all right? I mean, you won't be angry, will you, if you're sure that you don't mind me escorting her?" And he says, "Mind? Why should I mind? Am I your keeper?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he stalks away over to his own house. And then, you know, this is where she's like, "Your brother's kind of a jerk. Doesn't he get on your nerves?" And he's like, "He's a little jealous when people like me better, but sometimes he can be murdered."
Yeah, which is great. So they walk in, and he is trying to find a certain trinket.
In this house of cluttered...
Yeah, because that is a secret that she needs. This is something basically tailored to her and no one else. So he finds it, and it's this golden bracelet. And with it is a story. And so he starts to tell a story, and this is where we get the original one, which the original Swamp Thing issue, like I said, the House of Secrets 92. So it is literally just the story from Len Wein and Bernie Wrightson, or art by Bernie Wrightson, the creators of Swamp Thing. And it's just a retelling of the story. With brighter cut, like they just retouched
it better. Yeah.
One thing I will say, I did not know that the first Swamp Thing was Alex Olson.
Oh yeah, the names, I noticed that also. Yeah. Well, but then they go through that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, it's something I didn't know either.
That was really cool. Because I had to locate a copy of the House of Secrets to compare, because I thought it was. What was it? In the Daredevil issues we just did, they retold Daredevil's origin, his first issue, first appearance, but they actually changed up dialogue and changed up the storyboards on
it. So they would work better with their current story.
For 60 issues in. Whereas this is a straight up
word for word
from
yeah.
the original, placing it in this issue.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So it's very similar to... Alec Holland, where there was somebody.
The only difference between this one and that one was in this one, the person that blew up the lab was
his best friend.
His best friend who just wanted to bang his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. And even after, what did they say, like 2 years gone is Alex, and his wife is still thinking about her, about him.
Yeah.
And this guy, what's his name? Damien. Sorry.
Yeah.
Damien, you know, has already married Linda and is trying
six,
to...
6 months after Alec died.
Yeah.
He married her. And then, Alex. Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the entire time, though, like, it got to the point, 2 years later, she's still thinking about her dead husband. And Damien's like, "Well, I can't do this anymore. You're going to be me with
well,
me."
Well, that or... and like it says through here, you know, like she's piecing together all the little things, and she doesn't even want me to touch her anymore.
Yep.
He's like, "It's happening. She's finally figuring everything out."
So he wants to kill her. He's gonna kill her with whatever,
a needle, some hypodermic
something,
needle.
Yeah, something in
needle.
There. But the Swamp Thing, Alex, sees it all. It comes crashing through and kills Damien before he can kill Linda. However, before he can actually
he can't speak. He can't get his vocal cords to work because mm-hmm. he hasn't used them and they're not doing anything. So he's trying to comfort her or whatever, but all he sees is her being terrified of him.
Yep.
So then he walks back out into the swamp.
Yeah. The reason why this story goes with that bracelet is for, I think, their 1 year anniversary. Linda gave Alex the bracelet, and he said he would always wear it no matter what. We see this Swamp Thing, as he's leaving, look down at his wrist, and there's no bracelet. I'm not going to say because of bracelets in the House of Secrets, but there it is.
Yeah.
I think it's really just more the artifact for the story. But and this is where Abel is explaining that Alec Holland was not the first Swamp Thing. He was not the first one to walk these swamps. And there were plenty of others before him.
That it's something that the Earth does when it's a time of crisis.
When it needs it.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is something I've noticed because I brought up the Spectre in the last episode in the annual. When Jim Corrigan finally passes off being a Spectre, Hal Jordan, after he dies, becomes Spectre. And then when Hal Jordan comes back to life, the Spectre had nobody. I mean, we'll get to those stories years down the line. But it was one of those things where this It was a power vacuum.
Yeah.
That
has to be filled.
It has to be filled. So it fills it with the first available, even though it's not the right fit. Because after Jordan came back, what was his name? Crispin Allen, who was part of the GCPD, once he was killed wrongfully, he became Spectre for a while. Until another Jim Corrigan came along and died and became Spectre. Spot. Like, it was just...
It's a space filler until the actual person can get there.
Like, Alec Holland is the most well-known. I've always known Swamp Thing to be Alec Holland. I didn't know there were more. And now there might be more now. Or more after him. Yeah. Like, it's awesome and crazy.
But anyways, he goes through and he says, you know, that... Alec Holland was not the first Swamp Thing to walk the swamps. There were others before him, and he says it's not coincidence. It's design, you know. And basically says that, you know, when the Earth feels a need for it, and that's what you came here to learn. That you needed to know it. And he says now,
like, you have to get out of here. We have to sneak you out of here before my brother finds out. You need to get this information to Alec, to Swamp Thing. But so as they're trying to sneak out, there's Kane standing there waiting for them. And he is not going to let Abby leave with that information. Of course, Abel finally decides to, I guess, fight back.
Well, he doesn't actually even really fight back. He just tackles him. But, like,
that's fighting back,
I guess. Yeah, it's true.
But before he can really get any purchase on, you know, stopping Kane, Kane grabs a rock and, you know,
bashes his head in.
And this is where we find out that, you know, who these two are.
Because he says, she says, you murdered him. And then he says, murder? Don't talk to me about murder. I invented murder. Yep.
And then he actually does say Abel's name, I believe.
Let's see. As for that fat oaf, don't worry about him. He'll be up and about tomorrow, bumbling around just as good as new. At least until the next time.
Shit, I thought they did. I swear they said the names.
No, all we have to do now that nobody wants to hear the stories anymore, the same act over and over again.
Nah,
he never does, really.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe I'm just projecting on things. Yeah, either way, it's pretty obvious who they are. So, Kane sends her back. She wakes up in bed, and she's like, I have to write down the story the way I was told. But as she's starting to write it down, she gets a phone call about coming into work. And she's like, I'll come into work. I'll see you in about an hour. And then she turns back to the notepad and reads what she wrote. It's like, why did I write that?
Oh, well, life's full of little mysteries.
Yeah, she ripped up... rips the page off and throws it away.
Because that's how it stayed in the House of Mysteries.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the final chapter to this Swamp Thing story.